Well, it's now 11:30 here. Tell you what, let's break for lunch here, come back at 12:30, and we'll pick it up from there.
Want to make any public comment?
Yes, I do. Thank you. My conscience over here. Let me open the public comment period before the lunch hour here. Is anyone in the audience who wishes to address the commission on a matter that is not on the agenda? Don't see anybody here. I'll reopen the public comment period after lunch. We'll break for lunch until 12:30. The January 26th meeting of the Marine Resources Commission is now reconvened. We are at the public comment section. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to address the commission on a matter that is not on the agenda? Seeing none, I believe that there's something that Associate Commissioner Erskine has on his mind.
Mr. Commissioner, would you prefer I go up to the microphone or hear?
No, here's one.
Okay. I appreciate the few minutes here for public comment, Mr. Commissioner, members of the commission, audience, and staff. At the General Assembly this session, there are two bills, one by a delegate, one by a senator, that deal with the Lynn Haven River and its tributaries. It has to do with oyster ground applications. And in discussions with the senator that's the patron of the bill and the delegate, they wish to have a ban on any future leases moving forward. And in discussions with those patrons, the process, I believe, exists here at VMRC, evidenced by what we did just about an hour and a half ago with the York River and some of those lease ground applications. Suffice it to say that there's significant user conflict down in those tributaries having to do with multiple recreational and commercial interests in that system. What I wanted to have an opportunity to discuss with fellow commissioners is the possibility of a motion here that would be supported to have a temporary suspension of any leases, newly assigned leases in the Lynn Haven and its tributaries, and direct staff, commission staff, as well as the commission to work with the patrons of those bills and have a process that the senator suggested, developing a work group of stakeholders that would be able to resolve the conflicts that exist in his district. The process, I think, would accomplish what we do here on a monthly basis. And we have the ability to do that. I think staff has obviously the ability to do that. And mostly, I think the process exists here. So I would defer maybe to council to see if that's something that a motion would be appropriate. And I would be interested in other commissioners' perspective on we cannot clearly impact the legislation moving forward. That's a different body. But if we were to look into approving or a motion that passed to request that issue, we begin the process to deal with that issue here, that I think it would be the appropriate venue for that.
Can I jump in before we turn it over to Matt Hull and or Benny Stagg and any other questions you might have in mind here? There are two bills, and they come out of a patron who's a delegate from Virginia Beach and a senator who's a senator from Virginia Beach. These are bills that would have a moratorium on the issuance of new leases in the Lynn Haven River system or its tributaries. The House bill would be for 6 months, and it would do some other things, and the Senate bill would be for a full year. And both patrons have explained to me and to Mr. Erskine as well here that what they truly desire is a pause in the issuance of leases in these river bodies in order to give everyone a chance to determine whether or not there is a way to reduce or eliminate the significant user conflicts that are being expressed down there. I take no position on these bills. The governor has no position on these bills. But it seems to me here that there's a number of us up here who, like me, we prize peace in the valley. The question at hand would be, what regulation changes or code reforms would be necessary in order to give us the tools to construct peace in the valley? And I don't know what the answers to those are with any degree of certainty. But I think that a way can be found and a path forward here that would minimize these user conflicts. There's significant boat traffic down there. There's significant recreation along the waters. There are a significant number of residents who are quite worked up at the idea of oyster cages going off their bulkhead within feet. Now, I'm not sure whether or not Ms. Gerson's suggestion that a motion and a second is necessary, but I'm kind of leaning towards the idea sent to the commission how to go forward with the pending leases. There are, as I recall, 33 pending leases in the Lynn Haven River system, of which
35,
I stand corrected, of which 13 are protested, but several others might be as well. Those matters have not been brought before the commission yet, but they would have to be if these bills do not pass. And they can't be if the bills do pass. So, and we also, here's quagmire, we don't want to get in a position where we appear to prejudge these cases before they get to us. Does that help set the table a bit more?
Sure. I appreciate the comment. I'd be interested in other commissioners' opinions and really, I guess, knowing what we know about the environment down in Lynn Haven in this situation and the fact that there are pending applications, I quite honestly, as simple as can be, that a temporary suspension of those applications is warranted.
Mr. Ballard.
In my mind, in thinking about this, I think one of the things to keep in mind here is efficiency. Looking at, we saw how long it took us to deliberate the York River case earlier today, probably half an hour or longer, and we have 35 of these decisions coming before us. I think it would be important to take that pause of a year, have staff put together a study group to study the issues going on there, and perhaps we can kind of come to some peace without hearing all 35 of those applications, as well as taking some time to study the conflicts that are going on and hopefully come with some direction in order to keep peace in the valley, so to speak.
Mr. Zeter.
I would echo that. As you know, our last couple meetings I brought that up, that we needed to do something. There's a lot of money in that area of the state, and that's what's pushing this legislation. And the worst thing we can do is not allow that process to work. And by suspending the application process until that works, what would end up resulting in something coming out of legislature that probably didn't work because it would be reactionary and want to force it because, as you know, the legislature, they don't operate all year long. They only operate till the end of February or some cases in March. And that's over with. So the pressure comes from the people who are living in that Lynn Haven area. And, you know, we have dredge districts. We have all kind of unique issues with Lynn Haven that we don't see elsewhere in the state. And so I think that's the prudent move, and I would support your motion.
Ms. Hurston.
I'm sorry. Did you have a...
Let me add one thing here. And it kind of helps explain the process, and explaining the process, I think, may help us to get to where we think we need to go. And that right now is that we manage these issues at the staff level here as required by the Code of Virginia. The Code of Virginia is very clear. Applications to lease water bottoms for the purposes of propagations shall be in writing. Then they shall be advertised. They shall be surveyed. If protested, they shall go to the commissioner, and even if they're not protested, the commissioner has the authority to make the decision on whether or not they're within the public interest to grant the leases. That's a lot of authority on my part. But the de facto end of that is that everybody that's denied a lease because I find it to be not within the public interest has an automatic right to appeal before the commission. So any way you look at it, these matters come before the commission. So I guess the question at hand here is whether or not you want to do something formal or informal or even formal, not necessarily to pass a motion or regulation, but to at least to instruct me not to bring any of these pending lease applications before you until a set date after certain conditions are met. It's up to y'all. Mr. Erskine.
Well, and I appreciate that, and I think that's a really important point, is that knowing what we know in the Lynn Haven and its tributaries, that in my opinion, it's certainly not in the public interest to move forward with those lease applications and temporarily suspend approval. I would also say that this issue, if we were able to make a motion here and move forward as a commission, the process could start with a stakeholder group being developed. If legislation up in Richmond moves forward, then it won't be effective till July 1. And, you know, obviously the residential landowners have an issue, and it would be prudent to begin to deal with that issue as soon as possible. So we would have several months, you know, head start on dealing with the issue that's before us.
Mr. Ballard.
As to the question of formality, my preference would be for a more formal motion. I believe it's important for us as a commission to set the tone that we understand the user conflicts going on in the Lynn Haven and that we're acting on them rather than taking a position of no action, and that we've taken the steps to put together a framework and to study the issues going on.
More discussion. Mr. Neal.
Just all those shalls you listed, is there a time limitation in the code that says you shall do this in a certain amount of time?
Nope.
So there is nothing that says we can't just push these things off for a year while we...
Yeah, there's a fairness issue, of course. I mean, somebody applies in good faith and spends the money to have these advertised, which is not insignificant, spends the money to have them surveyed, which is also not insignificant. It would not be fair, in my estimation, to have them sit around for years or even a year, and some of them are over a year old as they are. Is that not correct, Mr. Stagg?
More than that.
More than that in some cases. So I think to some degree there's got to be a finite time frame, and it's up to your discretion. And if you think that tasking me to form a panel to get citizen input and industry input and major stakeholders input, I think that that's entirely within your right as well. I would also caveat that we need to keep in mind that if there is legislation that is not passed, these bills could get tabled with instructions from the General Assembly to form a panel to get the stakeholders to study the task for it, to, you know, basically get it to everybody together. So I'm not sure we want to be repetitive and redundant on that. Tell me what you want. I'll do it.
I guess
Mr.
Neal. My thinking would be that if we take definitive action and we say this is what we're doing, it may give our legislatures some guidance in that this is already being done.
One second, please. Here.
Next meeting.
Okay. All
right.
Mr. Hall.
One suggestion here, just to make it more formal, would be to, instead of having a motion saying this is our sense, that we should, you know, either not find these leases to be in the public interest or, you know, what have you, I would suggest making a motion to advertise a regulation that would impose a moratorium on leasing in that area for a while. And that way you can have a full public hearing on the proposal at the next meeting.
Let me ask council something here. Could we do an emergency vote today and then go along with the advertisement, like you said, at the appropriate time?
I'm assuming I can answer. If there are emergency circumstances, you know, something that's unforeseen that requires immediate action, then, yeah, under the statute you can do an emergency reg. It hasn't been drafted yet, to my knowledge, but I suppose we could do that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Stagg, would you please come forward? Because it occurs to me that I'm never the smartest guy in the room, and if we have a guy that has 35 years' experience on these issues, it's in our best interest to hear from him. What are your thoughts? Nice and simple. What are your thoughts?
Well, let me give you a little bit of background quickly. We do have 35 pending applications in the Lynn Haven system, which includes Lynn Haven, Eastern Western Branch, Broad Bay, Lincoln Bay, Little Neck Creek area. 13 of those are protested. So that's a number you need to keep in mind. But we also have 357 pending applications statewide. That includes the ones in the Lynn Haven. And 79, which includes the 13, are protested. This is not a unique situation to the Lynn Haven system. I am dealing with this exact same issue statewide. Wherever there is developed land, subdivisions, next to applications, not everywhere, but in a lot of places, they're being protested for the exact same reasons they're being protested in the Lynn Haven. So I'm telling you that as a cautionary thing that, you know, if you pass something that puts some kind of moratorium on going forward with any of the leases in the Lynn Haven, but we move forward with these in the rest of the state, then we're going to act on those while we're studying the issue of user conflict. And you may get a call that that's somewhat unfair to one side or the other. I'm just putting that out there. That's up to y'all how you want to handle that. And I guess my question would be, if you just pass something, would this be a hiatus on all 35 applications in the Lynn Haven, the majority of which are not protested? Do those people, do we just stop processing those as well? No one's objected to them. There's been no user conflict identified yet on those, and that was kind of a question I had.
Mr. Erskine.
Well, I mean, I would suggest that it would be on any new assignments, any new lease assignments, any protest or not. Correct. Correct.
Any new
that's correct. And I guess I had a further
follow-up
question based on what you said of the extenuating circumstances outside of the Lynn Haven. In those areas that are protested, are they, number one, as protested as the Lynn Haven is with two pieces of legislation and, as I understand, a resort-type city in the Lynn Haven that I think there's clearly high density of residential populations and user conflicts? The other areas that you indicate are protested, are they similar to that?
Well, I mean, there's really nowhere else in the state that developed in the way the Lynn Haven is with the water bodies that are there. So they are much smaller scale, but I have a heavily protested one in the western branch of the Coratoman, which you would think would be kind of a remote area, but it's a subdivision there, and virtually, well, not all, I don't have many people live in the subdivision, but a lot of them have written me letters. Sharps, I have some applications up there. Sharps is a very small community, but it's a whole bunch of houses along the shoreline. So, I mean, it's not unique, this situation. Is it grander in Virginia Beach? Absolutely. Have there been bills introduced that are specific to other parts of the state? No, there haven't. But I just wanted you to understand that this is not this issue of user conflict with cages and the use of ground and recreational uses and other uses in general, including just privacy and property values. You know, these I'm hearing these in other locations as well. And I just want you to understand that, you know, that acting on one area of the state, while it may be somewhat unique, you know, I'll get the phone calls, you know, how come they're being treated differently than us?
Right.
I think the commission understands that, but I just want to make sure it's clear.
All right, thank you.
So, Mr. Taggart?
Yes, I've spoken to people on the Eastern Shore about these bills, and the thing they worry about is the precedent that will be set. You talked about the precedent, A.J., in the York River case. It seems to me this is quite a precedent to set. That's my only misgiving. I can see and understand why you would want to make a motion to the effect that you do, but I do worry about the precedent that will be set. And as Mr. Stagg says, I mean, even on the Eastern Shore, pretty rural areas, we're seeing protests by people who just don't want to see the cages or the all the apparatus that's associated with aquaculture. User conflicts, it's the future.
Mr. Ballard.
I agree that I have some concerns with the precedent being set. I think what we have here is truly a unique situation for the reasons Mr. Erskine identified, that we have a truly unique body of water that, although we have objections in other places, that's a more normal process that this commission can work its way through. And what I'd really like to see is that process stay in place at this commission, rather than being debated in Richmond.
Sure.
And I think what we're doing here is the first step in making sure that we as a commission are giving our best to that process and allowing it to succeed.
All right.
Any other thoughts? Well, let me throw one last thought out here, and I believe I heard the time span of a year tossed out there. I'm not sure that's necessary. Looking at the calendar in my brain, it's now January. Would it take 6 months or 8 months to work our way through all of this to hopefully find a path forward that would perhaps require just regulatory changes, or would it require legislative changes or both? But it seems to me that if we end up in a spot where we need code changes, that would be necessary to identify them by the beginning of August in order to have the process fully vetted through the administration of Richmond if these were ever to be a code change that the governor would support as an agency bill. So that would be 7 months. Just a thought. Whatever y'all want to do. Maybe it's as simple as just instructing me formally here to bring no pending lease applications from the Virginia Beach, Lynn Haven River and its tributaries before the commission until the matter is resolved. Don't know. Mr. Erskine.
I'd make a motion that we as a commission implement a temporary suspension of assigning any new leases in Lynn Haven River and its tributaries for a period of 7 months and direct the commissioner and staff to develop a stakeholder worker group that would be able to work on this user conflict.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Erskine for basically a 7 month moratorium and a study group. A second by Mr. Zebrin. Any discussion on that? Before I call a question here, I'm just going to tell you that I'm going to abstain from this and that this, in effect, puts me and staff at your pleasure here. So I don't want to have the deciding vote on this one way or another. So I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any noes? Any abstention? The chair abstains. So the motion passes 7-0-1. And that's what we shall do.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Let me continue the public comment section. One last call. Anybody in the audience wish to address the commission on a matter that's not on the agenda. The public comment period is closed.